Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Excuse me, 2-1 is crushed. High into left field. This thing is back at the top of the wall, and it's off the top and out. Hanging slider and a 3-run homer for Jonathan India. And the Royals lead it 6-2.
That's a product of not being able to throw your fastball for strikes. Hitters can go up there and look for that pitch, knowing you have to throw me a strike right here. But I know what pitch you can't throw a strike with, so I'm going to sit on the slider. Got a hanger. That's what happens.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Taking your thoughts, 617-779-7937. Keefe, we've talked a lot of Patriots on the program thus far, based on the preseason game tonight for New England. All your thoughts, how much did the starters play? How many reps for Drake May specifically? We'll continue to get into that. Plus, we gave you our top five Friday, top five Patriots preseason heroes, counting down 5-1, as you do with a list like that. So we'll continue to circle through that coming up. But the Red Sox off last night doesn't mean teams aren't gaining ground. Is it time to get a little concerned about teams like the Mariners, teams like the Rangers? I know the Yankees have been ice cold for a while, but even the Yankees, who you imagine will turn things around to a degree, is it time to worry about where the Red Sox are sitting in playoff position? Number one wild card, 2.5 up on the Yankees for the last spot, a game up on Seattle.
We might have some breaking news.
Oh, we
Jones.
Might. Okay.
We just might.
Yeah, let's get to that.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program.
This is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by the BetMGM Network. For all your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app or locally on WEEI AM 850.
All right, reading from the Boston Celtics Twitter account. Quote, we have signed Joe Mazzulla to a multi-year contract extension.
You say Bill Mazzulla?
Did I?
Did he? Did I mishear that? Joe Mazzulla. Maybe I just misheard that.
Did I say Bill?
I don't know. I thought I heard that. My headphones have also been real screwy today.
We're gonna maybe blame that. Yeah, what'd I say? What'd I say? We have signed Joe Mazzulla to a multi-year contract extension.
What'd you say, Bill?
Nope.
These headphones are cutting.
Headphones.
These headphones
you
are just cutting.
Got them. No, but it's weird because Nick,
No, something's up with this jack. It's definitely not the head. There's brand new headphones.
No, so so Nick's like, he says in my ear, he's like, they signed Mazzulla. So I immediately go to like Shams' Twitter account. Nothing there on Shams.
Celtics have it.
So I'm like, all right, let me go see. And they just wrote, we have signed Joe Mazzulla to a multi-year contract extension. Shamrock emoji. No, like, no years or money or anything like that. So maybe somebody else will have that after the fact. But we knew this was sort of like a back burner question.
I think Stevens kind of forecast this when he did, were they breakup interviews or were they kind of around to interviews this offseason after
they
signed some people?
Of asking about it. Remember, he had one of the times where somebody asked him about it and he was just like, yeah, we would like to have him for a long time. And you and I were like, oh, man, that's sort of strange the way he said that. And then Pure Hoops, Terp, was in with us, and he was like, I think he's just been asked at every availability about it, and he might just be getting a little annoyed.
Yeah.
And so there you go. I didn't know if they wanted this. Like, don't you think, though, this, if Tatum was healthy, you might say, all right, let's see what this year looks like, then give him the extension. But without him, I feel like Well, unless they really bought him out, you probably weren't going to get rid of him.
Well, and I wonder if he was under was he kind of floating in that area where he was close to working without a contract or being a lame duck where they didn't want him to be a lame duck without Tatum this year? So I don't think we ever had a firm answer on what he had remaining on the previous deal. But it is a multi-year contract extension for Joe Mazzulla. He said in the press release, quote, it's truly a blessing. I would not be here without my faith, my wife, my children. We're thankful
in that order
for the partnership with our ownership groups, plural, Brad's mentorship and the support of our staff. Most importantly, I am grateful for the players I have been able to coach the past 3 years. I look forward to completing my time or competing for the Celtics and the city of Boston, rather. Brad Stevens also had a quote in here. We're very excited that Joe decided to extend with the Celtics.
Right.
He understands the job, has a passion, worked hard, blah, blah, blah. I wouldn't say I'm surprised by it. I mean, I didn't expect to wake up today and get news of a Joe Mazzulla extension. I know some people don't like him as a coach. Some people have a problem with it. As you just said, Keith, maybe that would be the best way to take it is, don't you want to see what Mazzulla is without Jason Tatum before you hand him an extension? I just think if you like the guy, you never want to go into a lame duck type of situation with him. You can always fire the coach. I'm sure he's not making crazy amounts of money. The Bruins have proven this. The Red Sox, at least prior to Cora, had proven that. So to me, if he was going to be up in a year and he was going to be a lame duck, I'd rather sign him if you believe in him. And if not, you move on when he's a lame duck. I don't have a problem with this.
It's the atmosphere and the mindset.
Win or die.
And loose.
Sure.
Yeah.
Win or die. Yeah, Joe Mazzulla, I feel like they do like him. And, you know, a lot of people look at it and say, they shoot too many threes, right? Like, that's like the big knock when they lose. They shoot too many threes, and they refer to it as Joe Mazzulla ball. I don't know if it is. Like, I still don't know if it is.
Brad ball?
Could be Brad ball.
Could be Brad
ball. So you think it could be Brad ball? Yeah. It kind of was under Brad, kind of was under Ime Udoka. It took it to the next level under Mazzulla, but I think in large part because of the roster that Brad gave him. I think some of those other rosters, you weren't going to get as many three-point shots up. You know, you might have Time Lord on the floor. You might have some other guys out there that weren't necessarily three-point shooters. Mazzulla's pretty much been given a lot of lineups that have five guys that can just hoist threes. So if anybody's criticism is like, hey, I want them to take less threes, fine. That's a fair criticism. But I don't know if you swapped out coaches if that would even change it, right? It's like a lot of times when you're like, well, if you swap out Breslow or if you swap out like all these different guys around, like what really changes if at the top they're the ones that are saying this is how we want to go
about
it?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how I feel about it. And, you know, we'll see if there's any tactical changes this year. I think there should be. I thought when we talked to Tim Welsh when we were in Newport, I thought he gave some really good insight into how the Pacers run their offense versus how the Celtics should. And he thinks Mazzulla is a good enough coach to adapt to that. I think Stevens talked about that to a degree this offseason in some of those same press conferences we were talking about. So I wonder if it shifts a little bit. I do think they were too skewed last year, but they're going to shoot a lot of threes.
Yeah.
You bring in Anfernee Simons, you bring in Chris Boucher, like those are guys who are going to launch.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be that different, not that different than the last couple of years, even if they come back to the pack a little bit with their three-point shooting.
But very different than the other coach in town you know, in Jim Montgomery, we're wondering if he's going to get an extension going into his lame duck year. And then he doesn't. You got to a bad start and you're gone.
And Cora. Cora went into his lame duck year last year.
True.
And
they
extended him in season. And I just think that's bad business. So when you get to a lame duck year, which I think he was at, I don't know that we have firm confirmation.
No, there's
on that.
A lot of scuttlebutt that he was. I don't know if it's been confirmed, but I think a lot of people assume that this might have been the final year on
so
his deal.
So that's where you make a decision. You either say, this is not our coach long term, cut bait. Or you sign him to an extension. I like him. I don't think he's the best coach in the league by any means, but I think I probably like him more than the average fan does. He gets a lot of flack. And I think he, in some ways, is a shield for Brad Stevens in the front office and, you know, the analytics that they employ. And so, yeah, I don't have a problem with him sticking around as a coach. And guess what? If they're worse than I think this year, I still think it should be a top four seed in the East. I still think at worst they should stay out of the play-in and be in the top six and be a five or a six seed at worst this year. So, and if he's not that, I can't imagine you're giving him so much money where you can't move on from him. That doesn't count against the luxury tax or the second apron or any of that business. So you can move on and cut bait. It's easy for me to say, but it's not going to be, I can't imagine, some astronomical figure for a guy who won a championship. Yeah. I think it's a good move by the Celtics.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. Every year that he was here, or the three seasons he's been here, in the regular season, they had more wins than the Udoka year or any of the Brad Stevens years. And really most of the Doc years outside of those first two, you know, when they were just an absolute wagon with Garnett and Pierce and Allen. So they've obviously won a lot. He wins a title, so he's got that, something that clearly Brad Stevens and Ime Udoka did not have. But he also has two second-round exits. This year, I think we're all going to kind of grade it on a curve.
And it's a real opportunity to either, you know, be exposed and say, oh, well, you just had Jason Tatum. If the team falls off, what do you really do? And that'll be fair. But if he's able to get them to where I think they should be, a top four seed in the East, you know, 50-win team, fourth seed in the East, that will speak to his ability to coach. And I think maybe he'll convert some people. And I would wager on that this year. I think they should be a good team in the East.
You
this
do?
Year. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they should be a playoff team for sure. I think sixth is probably a fair spot for them. You know, the Pacers are obviously going to be much worse.
Five or six? Yeah.
Seven or eight.
No, I think five or six. So right now you would say what? Jaylen Brown, Derek White, Anthony Simons.
Pritchard.
Well, Pritchard off the bench for me.
Oh, but you meant for a starting five.
Yeah. Boucher and Nemus Kata? Or do you go small with Hauser?
I'm going small, yeah. That's what
Hauser?
I would have a big with Hauser, whether it's Kata or Boucher. I don't care. But, yeah, that's what I would. I wouldn't go too big. They already have no bigs on the team. You're going to start two crappy ones?
Yeah, right.
I would go, I'd probably go Boucher and Hauser. That sounds about right. Or you could go really small and start Pritchard.
I mean, if Derek White has an all-star type season, then maybe they should be one of those avoid the play-in type of teams. If he just doesn't really step up with all those other guys around him, and it's just like, you know, good, like classic Derek White, good. But when Derek White's really at his best, it's when he's like your fourth or fifth best player. But now when you remove Tatum, Porzingis, Horford, and Holiday from the mix, I fully expect Jaylen Brown to have a really good year and have an all-star year. But we've seen plenty of teams that have one all-star and either miss the playoffs or are one of those four play-in teams.
You can jump in, 617-779-7937. Multi-year extension. Hot off the presses the head coach, Joe. Some call him Bill Mazzulla. So you can weigh in there. Let's bump up the Tatum story. We were going to talk about Tatum at the end of the hour. Let's move that here. We can flip the Red Sox to the end of the hour. Rich Gotham, Celtics president, yesterday was talking at a court unveiling, I think in Providence. I forget exactly where they were, but I think it was in Providence. He was asked about Tatum. And this, to me, ties into Mazzulla and the team's success and where I think they can finish this year. He was asked if he's comfortable with Tatum playing when he's cleared to play. Now, again, this is not Brad Stevens. This is not Joe Mazzulla. This is not, you know, somebody in basketball ops. It's the team president, Sam Kennedy equivalent. But he says, what I know about JT is he's going to do everything he can to put us in a position to make a decision.
Hmm.
He's going to work hard to get back as soon as he can, and we'll see how soon that is. But for right now, we're not looking at timetables. So, you know, I mean, that's mostly a nothing answer. He does say Tatum's going to put pressure on us to make a decision this year. I saw a video of him at this court unveiling, Keith. Maybe a little bit of a limp, but way ahead of where I expected he'd be. There's no brace or anything.
No, we saw him at Patriots training camp.
Thank you. I was just going to say the same thing. He was out there at training camp chopping it up with Drake May the other day. So I would not rush this guy back. I don't really see the point in rushing him back. And yet, if he's healthy and he's ahead of schedule and he's cleared to go, I guess why hold him back?
I know. As soon as he went down with what he went down with, I was like, all right, he's out for the whole season. And just leave him out for the whole season. Kind of like Kevin Durant. You know, he knew he was going to miss a whole season. There was no real question about it. He was just out, and that was sort of the be-all, end-all. Was it like a week or two after Tatum had his injury, Tyrese Haliburton had the same one, and the Pacers immediately announced out for all of next season? Now, just because they say that doesn't mean I guess they can't change it, but at least that's what they wanted out there. And I know we were joking about it, but we did see him with a brace and crutches at SummerSlam, kind of walking around like that. He seemed, and he's made another appearance too, where same thing, using crutches. We looked down and saw Tatum had the binocs on him, and he's walking around fine, nothing on his leg, no crutches, no brace, no sleeve, nothing. I was like, oh.
I gotta find, there were recent comments from like a coach. I referenced these.
I mean, you could probably beat him in a race right now, but most normal speed humans.
I could smoke him in a race.
Did you guys hear what Wiggy was calling Jones?
I heard him yelling at him again in the hallway, though.
He's got a new nickname for him.
The Cheetah.
The Cheetah. He goes, Keith, there's bagels in there for you and the Cheetah. I was like, all right, thank you.
I don't know why Wiggy defines speed just on a 40. The only
40 yard dash.
The only measurement for Wiggy for speed is a 40 yard dash. It's like, you either run a 40 or you can't.
A measurement that people have been using for decades. That makes sense. I think the first Olympic Games, they ran a 40 yard dash.
Here you go. I'm trying to find this story. Bulpet wrote recently.
So do you think he plays this season?
Yeah, I'm starting to think.
I know.
So let me read this to you.
All right.
Steve Bulpet talked to a scout that was at the elite camp. Where Jason
sick brag, bro.
Jason Tatum was a coach at the elite camp. Now, what is that? I'm trying to Google that real quick. But he was an instructor at this high-end basketball camp. Why he's doing that, I have no idea. The scout came away impressed with how the Celtics star was moving around. He said, quote, he was moving really well. There might have been a slight limp or something, which I did notice at the court unveiling, but I don't think that's shocking.
Good eyes.
The most surprising thing to me is that he didn't have a boot or any of it.
Right.
The scout told Bulpet, I'm no doctor, but I've seen guys coming back from Achilles tears, and he looked way ahead.
Oh, boy.
I was kind of shocked to see how well he was moving. I have no idea what any of this means or when he can come back. I'm sure he and the Celtics medical people have their program set up, and they'll make sure that's where he needs to be when he goes back, but he looks great right now. So take that for what it's worth. Do I think he's going to play? Based on some of this, I'm starting to kind of think so, yeah.
Yeah, and if they are the 5 or 6 seed, there's going to be even more pressure and push and discussion around that. You know, if they bottom out and are terrible, there's going to be obviously no rush for it. And you know how fans can turn. They're going to be like, get in the draft for, the lottery, right? They're going to be like, looking at that. But if they're a playoff team and they're doing well and Jaylen Brown's having a good year and you're looking at the landscape of the Eastern Conference, I don't know, around what, May, April, May, there's going to be a big talk about, like, what's Tatum looking like? Is Tatum shooting? Is Tatum running up and down?
We're going to hear it, absolutely.
Yeah. No, it's inevitable.
Now, if the team's 10th in the East, then it's a lost season.
I think there'll be less.
Then they'll shut them down.
Should be less.
But no, if they're doing what I think they can do without him, yeah. There'll definitely be a discussion about that.
Although, you remember, Jordan came back in 95. People always say Jordan missed 2 seasons. Parts of 2 seasons. Came back.
Wearing the 4-5.
Yeah, they didn't do so great.
No, they
of course,
not.
The following 3 years, they did very well. That may be the greatest team of all time the following year.
Even then, they won a round with Jordan in the 4-5, didn't they? They lost to the Knicks?
Probably. Did they lose to the Knicks, or did they lose to Shaq's Magic? I thought they lost to Shaq's Magic.
Oh, that might be right. I'm sorry. That might be right.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, and then after that, it went pretty well for Jordan. That's
it went
true.
Great. Yeah, they lost in the second round. They beat the Hornets in the first round.
Good win.
In 4 games.
It's a good win.
And then they lost in 6 to Shaq.
There you go.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. Just linking Tatum and Mazzulla together here for a moment. Do you think they sign Mazzulla to an extension without Tatum's blessing?
No.
So I do wonder, and I don't think that ties into his timetable for a return or anything, but I agree with that.
I don't think Tatum was going to stand in the way of it, but I'm sure Tatum's not surprised by it.
I think whether they asked him outright.
No, it might not be point blank. Like, come in here and, like, right. you're his boss.
They just understand he's on board with Mazzulla. So
it's the NBA.
Away it's from Mazzulla kinda, extension.
And he is one of those players that probably should get that. I guess you could argue if any of them do, but it's just the way that it kind of is. Now, there might be like a cutoff. Like, it was funny when you heard all the stories coming out of Houston that, like, James Harden got to pick all the coaches and players, and you're like, what? maybe if it's like, you know, Kobe or something like that, or even my guy LeBron, like maybe one of those guys, that makes sense. But Jason Tatum should at least be like, yeah, like, obviously I think they have a good working relationship and he's fine with that. So there you go.
Okay. Breaking news earlier this hour, Joe Mazzulla, multi-year extension to remain as head coach of the Boston Celtics. You also have Jason Tatum ahead of schedule. So what does it all mean for the C's? You can jump in 617-779-7937. We will get you the week in review at 12:45, Keefe's Keys to the preseason at 1 o'clock, and on the way next, it's the 4-pack on a Friday. Friday 4-pack on Jones and Keefe.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life. And your budget. Fashion made for real life moments. Maurice's.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. that the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's in today's Friday four-pack?
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It is the Friday four-pack brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We'll get to the week in review. 12:45, Keefe's Keys to the preseason.
Whew.
At 1 o'clock. We can circle back to the latest news. Joe Mazzulla, a multi-year contract extension with the Celtics. We're getting taken to task, Keith.
What?
By the text line.
Oh, man.
Very unfairly.
All right.
617-779-7937. Guys, a whole segment.
Yeah.
And not a word on the reality that you're being paid to pretend that Bill Chisholm is not a cheap carpet bagger owner.
Wow.
Yeah.
We already exposed him as a liar when he said he was from the North Shore.
That is true. We're boots on the ground at the ground level for that. That's true.
We have pointed out that there's been salary dumps all over the place. They might raise a banner to say they got under the second apron this year. We've pointed all that out. They signed their coach. They do need somebody to coach the team. They like Mazzulla. We have no idea how much he's making. It also doesn't impact the cap or anything like that.
Yeah.
But
Bill.
All right, so just every time we talk Celtics, we have to mention he's cheap. I guess
we did talk about it the other day. They've cut their payroll from like $550 million to $220 or something like that. I don't really think the Mazzulla. I mean, he's paying Mazzulla.
Yeah, I guess he is paying Mazzulla. He's not a free coach.
Yeah, I mean, I guess is the implication that he's saving money on some of these players to pay Mazzulla. I don't really think how it works.
Good burn,
but fair enough. And if we're getting paid by the new ownership group, Keith,
not much.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, no,
but I don't know. I know not everybody's getting paid on time, so maybe that's what's going on. All right, what do we have for a four-pack of questions here today, Bill?
All right, first one is, who is the most underrated player in the NFL?
Ooh, most underrated. Was this a...
Oh, real quick. So there was a list that came out the other day. It was top 10 most overrated players of all time. There's like a whole list and blah, blah, blah. I saw Andy Hart tweeting about it because they had Bo Jackson on the list. and that's like his favorite athlete of all time.
I saw Andy. I didn't realize this was that list. I saw him bitching about.
There's
Bo
another
Jackson,
one of Andy Hart's beefs. Yeah. You know, he gets on Twitter. He gets all fired up about different people.
Have to so have the author. The author
bring him
in
studio.
Yeah, Will could mediate. Yeah.
For an electric 5 minutes. Yes. So they could maybe do that.
Yeah.
But so yesterday, Ted Johnson had his top five most overrated and top five underrated players he ever played against.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some older. Let's freshen that up and go with today's players. Who do you think, Jones? Because I got one of each here. Do you think is the most underrated player in the
league? I think this guy's very underrated. He probably will go in as a Hall of Famer. So I don't know how you're going to feel about this guy based on some off-air discussion.
All right.
But I think Mike Evans is criminally underrated as an all-time great receiver. I think you talk about guys' recent vintage, and he's not the best receiver in the league right now.
No.
You know, Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, guys like this. I mean, he's not at that level anymore. But he's walked in 11 straight 1,000-yard seasons. He's been productive since day one.
Even though they manipulated it last year.
They did manipulate it a year ago.
I don't hate that, but they did.
He won a Super Bowl. So to me, I think he's a guy who, when you talk about the all-time great receivers, he might be a notch below them. I think he belongs with them.
Yeah.
Like him and Fitzgerald in the last 20, 25 years. So to me, I would have him as very, very underrated.
I'm also going with the wide receiver. And
we actually should have known that.
Yeah, it's not a shock at all. But we always come up with like, the Patriots are playing this guy and he's a top five receiver. He's a top 10 receiver. And you mentioned Chase, you know, Justin Jefferson are like synonymous. You know, CeeDee Lamb, there's so many guys that immediately come to mind. I feel like this guy flies under the radar, but Drake London.
Oh, yeah, good player.
Unbelievable year last year. So he's more on the radar this year, obviously. But I feel like his name doesn't get brought up when you look at, like, the best receivers in the NFL. Like, you'll talk about Garrett Wilson even before we'll talk about Drake London. He had 100 catches last year, 1,200 yards, 9 touchdowns, bad quarterback play overall. You know, Kirk Cousins was a mess. So Drake London, I don't even know if he's on a lot of people's top 10 lists, but he probably should be.
Yeah, I think that's fair as a top 10 wide receiver. And he's a guy I did not love coming out in college.
Yeah, no, great. Same.
Good one from the text line, Chuba Hubbard.
Chuba Hubbard!
Criminally underrated, says Dice.
He used to just wait his turn. He'd wait until McCaffrey got hurt, and then he'd start 3 games and have like 300 yards. And you're like, that guy's pretty good. How come he's a
player? Yeah. So there you go. That is the most underrated. What else do we have, Bill?
Who is the most overrated player?
Most overrated player.
I think the NFL's top 100 has exposed this player.
Oh.
And
oh,
this is a guy I like. So I like him, but I do think on some of these player lists, even your quarterback list over there, Keith, I think he gets a little too much pub is Dak Prescott. He's the Cowboys quarterback, so I think he gets more pub than he probably deserves.
Runner-up of the MVP his last healthy year.
He was. Yeah. He's also been healthy, what, twice in the last 5 years.
All right.
So
he's due.
Okay, but he doesn't stay healthy. I think he's good. Yeah. I don't think he's as good as people make him out to be. I think Dak Prescott overrated.
Yeah. I think it's also a quarterback. I think it's easy to be overrated as a quarterback.
Yeah,
and underrated as a wide receiver, as it turns out. It might just be a position thing, as it turns out. We've mentioned this guy a few times, and also I think he's good, but you just see him like creeping closer and closer to the top five, which I don't think he is, and that's Matthew Stafford. Like this year's Matthew Stafford.
Right, so like I like profanity. I like Stafford, you like Dak. And that's interesting that we both have those quarterbacks as overrated.
Well, because aren't the top four kind of unanimous? And then there's like Daniels and Hurts from the NFC.
Yep.
Although a lot of these lists that we saw coming out of ESPN, NFL Network.
You hate Baker Mayfield. I love Baker Mayfield.
No, sir.
He's usually right there.
But like Stafford was ahead of all those guys on a lot of lists. Like consensus, Stafford. So you're like, you think Stafford's the best quarterback in the NFC right now? I don't. I think there's at least three guys better than him. At least.
Yeah, we just named him. I think I would take Hurts and Daniels and Mayfield all over him. I like him.
Yeah. He is good and he's had a great career, but I'm talking about like right now, sort of how he's viewed. I think it's a little much.
I've honestly done a 180 on him, and maybe this speaks to what you're talking about. I thought he was overrated in Detroit. People are like, oh, if you ever put him in a winning situation, he's a good... I always knew he was tough. But then he went to the Rams and he won right away. And those people were right. I was wrong about him.
Yeah,
I've seen I think the error of my ways on Matt Stafford.
But not that the Madden ratings are the be-all, end-all, but they came out recently. He is the fifth highest-rated quarterback.
So that's too high.
That's another example.
Do you have Dak on that list? I bet Dak's high on that list, too.
I was going to ask about Jordan Love, because I feel like Jordan Love is a ton
I honestly had Jordan Love. That might have been the name I would have named other than Dak Prescott. Yeah.
Dak Prescott's 12th.
Okay. Well,
but, like, he's tied with, but below Brock Purdy.
Madden probably has him about right.
Jordan Love is below Dak Prescott.
Purdy's another name I thought about, but I was like, he's just overpaid. I think everybody kind of knows what he is.
Yeah, right. I really think he's overrated. And I certainly don't overrate him.
Right.
I might even underrate him just because, like, I don't think he's very good at all.
Okay. What else do we have, Billy?
Is a statue the highest honor you can receive?
I mean, would you rather, I guess, like,
it's higher than having your jersey pulled up into the rafters, your number retired.
One of like 30 guys, if you're like on the Celtics, for example, all these guys, all of our numbers retired. So number retired is a good one, but statue's better. Like Ring of Honor is cool, but it's also not all those guys have statues. What about like having a street named after you? You in on that? Then you pop up on like the Waze app, you're like, oh, go down Keefe Way.
Yeah, I think we've talked about this before. You can name streets after anybody.
That's true. And you can have like a little side dumpy street.
That's what I mean, exactly.
This street stinks. I hate this street.
Name all the streets in New York after Knicks players?
Say it again?
Didn't they name all the streets in New York after Knicks players during the playoffs?
There's Charles Oakley Way.
No, it was Mikhail Bridges Street.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, they're doing New York during the playoffs.
They should have given him a bridge.
Carl Anthony. Yeah, right. Mikhail Bridge.
Yeah.
That's the Mikhail Bridge.
It's not the Brooklyn Bridge anymore. No. It is the Mikhail Bridge.
The Jalen Brunson Boulevard. You're like, okay.
The Anthony Cuomo Bridge.
Yeah, I'm
for Mikhail Bridges.
All right, so put that to the side. I guess going into the Hall of Fame is great, but even the Hall of Famers all don't have statues. It might be the best honor you can get.
Yeah, I mean.
Now, they're not all great or anything like that. I'm just saying, like, if you're trying to honor a sports legend, if you will, there's really not much more you can do than that.
No.
Right? Like Bobby Orr, Bill Russell,
Red
Auerbach.
Especially a statue done right.
Well, that's tricky.
So, I would agree with that. I think that probably is, as an athlete, the highest honor you can receive. Better than retiring your number. Better than, look at this. This is on Twitch. All the different street names. Josh Hart Street.
OG Anunoby got one?
It was after they beat the Celtics. They put up all these street signs.
Jalen Brunson Boulevard does have a good ring to it.
I mean, I obviously like that. Oh, Mikhail Bridges Block.
Like, that's like something you would think they would do in Indianapolis when they went to the final.
No,
like
New York City.
Oklahoma City, right. New York City named it? That's kind of pathetic.
Oh, Text Line has a good one. What about getting like a food named after you? That's better than a statue.
Yeah.
Like, I'll order the Adam Jones.
Yeah, what would that be?
Stale. Garbage.
Dead pigeon between two
dry slices of bread.
Yeah.
Trash. Everybody would hate it and send it back.
Stale white bread and mayo.
All right, fair enough.
Dead bird.
Wet bird.
Dead wet bird. That's what it would be.
Two Adam Joneses to go. Right, we're going to kill another bird.
All right, what's the last one, Bill?
When can you order pumpkin food or drinks?
See, I love pumpkin food and drinks. I know you're not a big pumpkin food or drink person.
No, I like it.
But is there a time of the year where you think it's acceptable?
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah, October.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
When do you start?
After Labor Day. September. No, September's a sweet spot. I used to tell myself
That's nonsense.
This is a thing I told myself. I said, self, you
just
can get
wait.
Yourself.
You just wait until after Labor Day, self.
Because they're starting to put these out in the stores now. And I, the biggest fan of it, will say it's too early. But if I'm sitting down for a fantasy football draft, I will give myself, that's when I can crack open a pumpkin beer. And I normally wait until like the last minute for a fantasy football draft, like Labor Day, day after Labor Day, right before the season kicks off. So I think August.
Aren't you
August,
sick of it by the time Halloween rolls around, though?
Right around there.
Yeah.
Right around there. So 2 months.
You got to give yourself.
It's timed out perfect.
Yeah, 2 months. You have 2 months of it, September and October. Because you can also, in the beer world anyway, you can go back and forth from Oktoberfest beers and pumpkin beers.
Sure.
And then you're like, oh, yeah, I'll take a pumpkin spiced latte, iced. I'll take a pumpkin ice cream. I'll take a pumpkin bread, a pumpkin loaf.
I do like a pumpkin loaf.
Thank you.
That's nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. But I only want October.
Pumpkin seeds.
That month.
Pumpkin pie.
That month. That's all you get. You gotta chew those carefully. You don't want those coming out the other way.
Well, the ones that come out in September, though, they're fresher, though, because they're putting them out way too early.
Okay.
They're starting that. You go to like the grocery stores now. They already like got a lot of pumpkin stuff out now, which you shouldn't be like sweating. You shouldn't come in from like a hot day and be like, "Where's my pumpkin stuff?" Like, you need to wait till it gets a little bit cooler.
Those days in September are pretty hot.
I know. That bums me out. But there's football. Like, if you're watching football, like, you're not like, oh, time to kick up and watch a baseball game with some pumpkin stuff. But, like, football, I feel like it's the season.
Okay. That's the Friday 4-Pack every Friday at 11:30 here on Jones and Keefe. Your most underrated players, your most overrated players in the NFL. Is a statue the highest honor you can receive? A food is a good one. That is a good
food's
one.
Food's a great one.
You get a nice
Assuming
sandwich.
Assuming it's a good food.
A nice sandwich named after you, that is pretty good.
I used to get the Doug Flutie up at the Force.
Oh, that's what you'd go with.
Yeah. It was like a buffalo sub.
I'm trying to remember what the Larry Bird was.
McDonald's was doing that for a while. Remember they had like the Cotty B meal and this person had their
really?
Meal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think. Don't they have like...
Like, they're just limited time things, but it was, you know, fill in celebrity name here and here's your McDonald's.
I think Dunkin' Donuts is doing it like Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, they are. There's Sabrina Carpenter cups coming out.
I think McDonald's just announced like a whole new, adult Happy Meal thing they're releasing.
Oh, you know what I did today? You know what I got?
So what's value meal?
I'm going to post a video
did
of
you?
It.
No, I'm saying so it's just a regular value meal.
Yeah. No, but it has like throwback. Hang on. I just pulled it up. Go ahead.
I'll put this up later. I do some food reviews every once in a while.
Sick brag, bro.
I dabble in that in the Instagram and Twitter food videos. It's usually just Frosties from Wendy's. But I did the spicy sausage egg McMuffins.
Oh, that sounds
good.
That's a new thing.
I had two of those today. Yeah,
how's that?
Well, fine. Reviews come watch
up.
The video.
Okay.
At Rich Keefe WEEI on Instagram. Okay. I'll be firing that up soon.
McDonald's.
Oh, is that what you walked in with today?
Yeah.
They were gone in like 15 seconds.
Well, that's amazing.
They're gone by the time I got here.
Smell real good.
No evidence either. Ate them real quick.
McDonald's is launching a new nostalgia-fueled Happy Meal for adults. Each meal includes one of six collectible tins.
Okay.
Each theme with a different
tins?
Character. Yeah. Of the McDonald Land game.
So you can put your dip in there.
Your Grimace.
Oh.
Your Hamburglar.
Grimmy.
Yeah.
Call me when they bring back the Dream Team cups.
Thank you, Bill. The greatest thing McDonald's ever did, and they've done a lot of great things. Shamrock Shake would be... Two. Number one would be the Dream Team Cups. I think I had not all of them, that's for sure. I think Patrick Ewing, David Robinson might have been what we had in our house.
The individual.
Did you have a Mullen?
Oh,
it was like the big plastic cup.
And so is that the greatest thing you can get as an athlete?
Yeah. Actually, yes.
Yeah, maybe.
Getting on the cup like that.
Yeah, maybe.
That's true. You have to get the large. Big old large Coke for an 8-year-old kid. Slamming that down. Yeah.
And at that time, to it was make it 90s. Large was probably a quarter, if even that.
Oh, yeah, they'd be free.
They're still under $10.
Yeah. Everything was free.
Keith's at the soda machine, putting all the different sodas into one big concoction. I can see that. So there you go. That's the Friday 4-Pack.
Wash down that dead bird.
617-779-7937. Let's get back to the Red Sox coming up next.
Big moments or small moments. They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday. Our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As we know, in this game, it takes a team. And, you know, it took a team to get this done. And I couldn't think of a better city to play in for the next 8 to 9 years of my life. And I'm super excited. I want to thank, you know, all the fans who show up every day and continue to support us regardless of the outcome. It's truly just a special place to play and a special place to show up every single day. So I couldn't be more excited for this and couldn't be more thankful for everyone in this room and everyone who's helped me get here today.
That was Roman Anthony. After getting his $130 million extension, that could go to 230, but it won't.
It seems unlikely, and if it does, he might go down as the greatest player of all time.
If he does max out the 230, Red Sox really got a heist on this
steal.
Deal.
Yeah, an absolute steal, yeah.
Criminal contract is what that is. Speaking of contracts, if you're just tuning in, Joe Mazzulla got a multi-year extension from the Boston Celtics. That was some breaking news earlier today. Wouldn't say it's totally out of left field, but you can discuss how you feel about it. Right move, wrong move by the Celtics. I'm fine with it. You can't have him going into a lame duck year.
Same.
They weren't going to fire him, so give him an extension. And if he sucks this year, you can talk about firing him then. We'll get to your feedback again at 617-779-7937. We'll circle back to the Patriots preseason game number one tonight against the Washington Commanders. How much did Drake May play? I think we got some interesting insight into that based on a couple of preseason games last night and the Brady statue getting unveiled,
woo,
which we'll get to as well. Before we get to the Red Sox, Keith, we're getting a number of suggestions about the best way to honor an athlete.
Yeah.
We agreed, statue.
Way up there, if not the best.
Now, we have one texter over and over and over again saying a disease is the best way to do it.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
And Lou Gehrig would be their point. I don't know that that's the highest honor that I would want, quite frankly.
No.
How about an award named after you, like a Cy Young?
That's pretty great.
Like a Heisman.
Heisman, Cy Young. And even now in the NBA, I think they've done a nice job where like the Bill Russell is for the finals MVP, the Kobe Bryant for the All-Star Game MVP, the Larry Bird, Magic Johnson for the conference finals MVP.
That's what it is, yeah,
like that's a great call. Cy Young is like an all-timer, though. It's like that people don't even know.
He's a player.
He played.
People just think it's the name of the award.
Like the best pitcher is just the Cy Young. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cy Young, Heisman. I mean, all of college football does it with some obscure players.
Yeah. You're Bednarik.
Yeah, when you're talking, your Mackey Award.
Your John Mackey Award. Yeah, exactly.
Jim Thorpe's not that random. But, like, yeah, there's a lot of them in there. Yeah, that's a good one because that becomes synonymous and it kind of lives on forever that way.
People said being knighted.
I guess. I feel like a lot of actors get knighted.
Like, has that gone downhill now?
Don't you think
like
they all?
Anybody can get it.
Like, oh, and like, I'm not saying it. There's
well, not anybody.
Like Sir Anthony Hopkins. Like, right. Sir, this is not the other thing. Yeah. They're all sirs.
Yeah.
And ma'ams. They do it all the time. I think if you look up most famous, like, English actors, I bet they're all been knighted.
Oh, this is true. Hockey does a lot of that, too, with the awards. You mentioned college football. Hockey does. Hockey does
Hobie Baker.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Hobie Baker. I think he went to St. Paul's.
Or as Twitch chat is saying, the Norris, all the. Yeah. So that is, you know what? The more I think about it,
that might
be cooler than a statue.
Because you can, like, eventually walk by a statue and not notice it, where it's like every year you're like, all right, well, how many, like, Norris trophies did this guy win? Or, like, who's a finalist for the Norris? Yeah, that's a good idea.
On the Red Sox, Keith, they only lost one game after winning 7 in a row. But
7.
Thank you. Seattle's right there. Although Naylor got hurt last night, you see that? Ken cursed him.
He's swiping back. He's hitting home runs. Now he's getting hurt.
I believe. Fact check me on that. I believe he left the game early last night.
Oh,
so I don't know how significant. But they're only a game back. Yankees are not going to continue to play as poorly as they have been. And then you have Texas looming there as well. I think
Cleveland. Like, I thought Cleveland was dead and buried. They've won three straight, though.
I'm less worried about them, but you're right.
They've
won 7-10 and three straight, yeah.
Right. So, like, Cleveland and Texas are actually tied right now as far as both being 1.5 back of the Yankees.
So here's what I'm a little concerned about. This trip.
Like, yeah, they got good teams.
You know, just don't tank on this trip. And not to put them back where they were coming out of the All-Star break. A lot of people highlighted at Chicago, at Philly, home against the Dodgers. They survived that. They didn't crush it by any means, but they survived it. Survive this. 500. You know, don't go 1-5 on this trip.
No, 3-3 you'll take.
You know, the way San Diego, I could just see coming back on Monday. And in fairness, I thought this last weekend with Houston, and they get Houston on the back end of this trip. And I was wrong last weekend. They swept Houston. I could see coming in on Monday going, well, the Padres went all out at the deadline. The Red Sox did nothing. And the Red Sox are licking their wounds after San Diego kicked them around the stadium.
Well, it's also funny. There's been so many trade rumors between the Red Sox and the Padres. Wow. And you and I were like, I don't want to trade Jaron Duran for any of the starters. However, you're going to see Pivetta, King, and Cease in this series. Now, the Padres ended up being buyers, and they're going to be a playoff
team.
What
are the Sox? It's Bayo, Giolito. Who has the game tonight?
Walker Buehler. So tonight might not go their way, but Saturday, Sunday.
You know what I saw about him, Keith? I can't believe.
Who, Buehler?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I think he's getting close to, it might be his very next start, but he's getting close to basically every other start. He's going to make an extra $500,000. Have you seen this?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think he's at 20 starts and it kicks in at 22. It's like 22, 24,
Walker 26. Buehler has a $500,000 incentive that he earns after his 20th, 22nd, 24th, 26th, and 28th starts tomorrow, tonight now, is his 20th start. So he's going to get $500K every two starts from here on out.
That's my quote. Doesn't matter how bad a job I do, that's my quote.
John Henry's not going to sit there and keep paying that. This could be a roundabout way where John Henry's cheapness actually works out to help the baseball team. They're like, we're not paying this bum.
Well, if he gets shelled, you can't keep trotting him out there for that. You'd be like, all right, Cooper Criswell will start your games.
Yeah.
You know, they added Dustin
Ming. Kyle Harrison did look pretty good yesterday.
I was just about to prompt Nick on that. Thank you for jumping in and saying that, Nick.
He did get checked out because they thought he was hurt, but he did look pretty good.
Five scoreless out of my guy, Kyle Harrison.
All right.
Will they go to one of those cheaper? It would be cheap, but it'd be a weird.
Yeah, let's see how he does tonight.
John Henry's cheapness might actually work out for him.
How about that?
With Walker Buehler and the way they structured that deal.
That'd be great.
Excellent work by Breslow at the negotiating table, for sure.
I know we're up against it, as they say, but do you want to go to line two?
Yes.
Okay.
This is an individual calling themselves Drunk Joe in the car.
I don't like that, Drunk Joe. You better be riding in that car.
Here we go with the joke. Listen, guys, don't you think Roman Anthony signed a hometown discount? That's only like $16 million a year for this 8-year extension. I think this kid cut himself short. Did you guys think that was a cheap?
It's a better deal for the Red Sox. It's a better deal for the Red Sox than it is for him.
He's in the back seat of that car.
Yeah.
Right? We don't need him driving around.
Something tells me that he wasn't referring to himself as Drunk Joe based on his reaction to that.
Got it.
I think that's how he was labeled on the call screen, but I'm not sure that was
Who's on phones today?
Nick, is that right?
Yeah, I believe Brendan's on phones.
Brendan
gave me the thumbs up.
Drunk Joe. Okay, so he did. I thought, because I like nicknames.
Yeah.
I like that kind of thing.
You can't give yourself your own
Big Head Tony. You like taking calls from Big Head Tony. All right, so maybe not so drunk, but either way. Yeah, no, we talked about this quite a bit. I mean, the way the baseball contracts are set up, he's going to get more money sooner, but yeah, he might be leaving some money on the table, but he's also going to hit free agency before he's 30.
That's it. He's hitting free agency at 30, and if the Red Sox pick up the club option, it's going to be $160 million. It's a way better deal for the Red Sox, no doubt about it, but he could have gambled on himself and gotten hurt. He could have gambled on himself, and, you know, the Cassis example that you brought up. Maybe he's just not as good as he's shown, and it's some peace of mind. So, it's definitely a better deal for the Red Sox. Even if he flames out, they can afford it.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's doing horribly on this deal. He's one of five players in baseball history to get $100 million at age 21.
Right.
So not a lot of guys have gotten even this deal.
Two other ways to honor sports legends, in addition to the statue and an award.
Okay.
A type of surgery.
Oh, the Tommy John. I saw it. There were a lot of all-time.
Tommy John's an all-timer because you mention that all the time. What about being your sports logo like Jerry West?
Oh, that's pretty good.
Now, you can't, you know, there's only room for one, I guess, of those, but that's a good one.
I thought you were going to say...
Oh, the Mendoza line.
Oh, that's a good one. I thought you were going to say the sex position that got referred to there, like the reverse Paul Brown.
The reverse Paul Brown.
That's what we always know Brown for.
Of course.
Whenever you think Paul Brown.
An all-timer.
You don't think of the regular.
The reverse Paul Brown.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Chef. You think of the reverse Paul
Very
Brown.
Very good.
That's pretty good.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.